Jason Thomas, mud race today here in San Diego. Does it change anything?
Not really. I mean, obviously, we're just kind of waiting around all day, and your outlook can't really change. You just have to try to get the start and stay out of trouble in the qualifier like normal. And then the main event, obviously, you have to worry about the conditions a little bit more and try to be smart about the race. Depending on how much it rains, we don't really know what's going to happen tonight yet. So
I always think that, I mean, people are like, oh, he's a good mud rider, and it helps. But on the other hand, if you don't get a start, it doesn't matter how good of a mud rider you are, you're just floundering with the rest of them.
Yeah, for sure. I think in the time practice, you could obviously see who's great in the mud and who's not if it's really sloppy, because it's, you know, you have more control over your situation. But in the race, you're a lot more prone to the conditions and the situation that the start puts you in. You know, if you don't stay out of trouble the first three laps, you can be the greatest mud rider of all time. But your hands are a mess, your bike's all muddy, and you just have no control
anymore.
There
was only 38 guys last week, so everyone is in the show.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. So that obviously helps, but. Obviously, you have to still try to lay down a good time, because a gate pick is going to be really important, I think.
And not blowing smoke up your ass, but you've been riding really good. You told me you liked the Suzuki in November and how much better it was than your last year's bike. And I just kind of laughed because, you know, everybody says that, how faster they are on the new bike. But you really are.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it, too. And
McGrath on his KTM,
yeah,
3 seconds a lap faster.
Exactly. And I think there was a lot more money motivation for those guys to say it than for me. But it was obviously a great move, and I'm excited about it. You know, we have a lot more races left this season. I don't really think that I'm where I'm capable of even being yet. So just looking forward to build off of it, and hopefully tonight, you know, with the conditions, I can just kind of keep the momentum going.
And you seem a little more confident than Whoops, too. Whoops always gave you a problem.
This is our first year suspension-wise with Factory Connection, and it's honestly pretty amazing. It's easily the best handling bike, and I think that's a combination of them and the Suzuki chassis is really good. So I'm definitely a lot better in the Whoops than I thought I was even capable of being, so that's a cool feeling.
Where did you spend that money from the German Supercross series?
I didn't spend it anywhere.
Hookers?
No. I didn't make much money last year because I sucked and was hurt, so that's a bad combo for income.
And if you were a Jersey Shore character, what would your name be?
I would have to probably just stick with JT Money. I think that would probably work out.
Yeah.
It's super, super dorky and would fit in the super cliche world of Jersey Shore.